KXRNLP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach, Laguna's only FM, KX93.5. You're listening to Radio Caravan with Scott Hayes and Robert Palmer, and reporter Megan Jamerson.
Do it. Hey, good morning, Laguna Beach. You're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Scott Hayes, and this is Radio Caravan. And in the studio, of course, with me is my co-host, Robert Palmer.
Good morning, Scooty. How you doing?
No Scooty, please.
No Scooty?
It's one of those names that'll catch on. Everybody starts calling me Scooty. I don't need that.
All right, Scott, you got it, brother. Whatever you need.
So what's going on today, my friend? How you been, first of all, and how's life treating you?
Things are just fabulous.
Yep.
Going very, very well. Went to an opening last night, South Coast Repertory, did Light in the Piazza. It's absolutely extraordinary.
Yeah.
13-person cast, highly recommended, beautiful theatrical opera musical. Couldn't be better.
You know, you're a guy that's well-connected in the county. You really are. So you get to do some extraordinary things.
Well,
and I'm hoping you'll be able to reach out to some of the people you know and bring them into the studio at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
That'll be a challenge. But we will.
Great. Hey, very quickly, also in the studio, we got a full house today. We got two mystery guests coming in. Robert doesn't even know who they are just yet.
No clue.
But in addition to Robert this morning, we have engineer Megan Jamerson, reporter Megan Jamerson.
Good morning, Megan.
Of course, we have a Whoa Man on the Street interview that will be coming later.
Yeah,
yes?
I like that little mishmash.
Yeah, Whoa, which means woman-man interview that you did with Raji. Yeah.
Oh, Roger.
Is that a transgendered reporter, or is that a man and a woman? I'm not sure what we got going
on.
We'll figure it out. Either works.
Also, we got April Johnson around here somewhere. We got the Sparkle Film Crew, Corey, Cyrus, and Nick, third cameraman Nick, in addition to photographer extraordinaire Faye Chapman. Good morning, Faye. She's over there. She says good morning. All right, let's quickly roll into something interesting. Let's start with the following. Megan.
Yes.
Police blotter. What is that?
Today's police blotter.
Yes, citizens of Laguna, you think you live in a paradise. You think you're safe at night. But no, my friends, you are wrong. This according to today's Street Beat, January 31st, Laguna Times. Just a few of the heinous acts being perpetrated by our local citizenry. You ready for this?
Heinous.
It's horrible. I call this the 8 strikes bill. Apparently a former boyfriend who was harassing his ex-girlfriend called her 8 times in violation of a restraining order before he was arrested. So the rule is, when harassing your girlfriend, call only 7 times, and apparently you're fine. But there's more. This is under suspicious activity, which I refer to as you think. A man observed another man who took a propane tank from a construction site, put it in a white pickup truck without plates, and sped off down Broadway.
Wow. Well, if you're going to steal something, always remove your license plates, right?
He apparently did.
Yeah.
He apparently did.
That was wise.
This next one goes under the dumb and dumber category.
Yeah.
A woman with multiple felony arrest warrants had her car towed and went down to the police to have it removed. She was promptly placed in a jail cell. That's not the smartest person I know. All right. So, but there's much more.
Worse things.
Okay. A car was dented by a runaway tire, quote, apparently let loose by hooligans.
Hooligans. So they actually use the word hooligan?
Actually, they said juveniles. I like hooligans a lot better. It's an homage to our guest that will be coming up for a rock legend.
Okay.
But we do have one more horrible thing that happened.
Uh-oh.
You think the Night Stalker's in jail? You think you're safe sleeping at night?
I remember him.
Perhaps not. This is a stalking arrest.
Ooh.
An unknown suspect broke into a yard, cut down flowers, made a bouquet, and laid them on a car with a message.
What was the message?
They don't say. But
interesting.
You can imagine the horror of waking up and finding a bouquet of flowers on your car.
Oh, devastating. Where's that scream button? Here, let me see if I can work that.
That's exactly what it would be like. But that, my friend, is the vandalism, the theft, the debauchery going around Laguna this week.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. I love the highlights of the police blotter. It's one of the things, when I read the local newspapers, by the way, it's usually the first thing I go to. And you see who the DUI arrests are, of course, right? That's one of the first things.
I didn't see your name in there or my name this week.
Not this week, yeah. Okay. Maybe next week if we get lucky,
there's always
right?
Hope.
All right, we got a second section of the show we always like to do called About Town.
Now, your man about town.
That's pretty funky.
I love
that. Well, of course, everybody knows this week is Super Bowl week, but how many people know what happened 35 years ago today?
No clue.
Big day. The Ayatollah Khomeini regained power in Tehran.
Is that true?
And the world has never been the same. Wow. But let's get on to happier things right now, if we could. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to some of our new listeners. We have a listener in New Jersey and Connecticut, Johnny Mulliken. Johnny, welcome to the show. We got Brian in Mission Viejo and Big Lou working on an oil rig in Huntington Beach as we speak.
Well, and we also have Mark Lisenby from Atlanta, Georgia, and David Fayok from Phoenix, Arizona. So we got listeners all over the country.
I'm loving this.
Yeah.
So as you know, the Super Bowl is tomorrow, 3:30. Fabulous halftime show coming up.
Yep.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Young kid, talented kid, probably most talented hot musician going on right now.
I love him.
He, on his own, invited the Red Hot Chili Peppers to join him, which I think is going to be fabulous.
Take it away, take it away, take
Shout
it away.
Shout out to Derek Coleman on the Seahawks, UCLA alum.
Woo!
Fighting, throw that ball.
Had to throw that in, huh, Megan?
Okay, here's some trivia for you.
Okay, go.
Who was the first halftime entertainment show at the Super Bowl?
First halftime entertainment, I have no idea.
Carol Channing and Louis Armstrong.
Really?
And guess how long they practiced before the show? They had never met.
Now,
really?
Your man about town. Legends of Rock.
Wow. Are we
all right,
still good?
But there's more. There's a lot going on.
We got
on
all
here.
The mics on, right, Megan? Good.
Yeah. So just a couple more things. We'd like to talk about some shows that are coming
Wait. Let me go back to Super Bowl trivia real quick.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
a halftime trivia
one?
Question here. This is according to Billboard magazine. What's the number one Super Bowl halftime show? I'm going to give you three guesses. It's either U2 from 2002, Prince from 2007, or Madonna from 2012. According to Billboard magazine, what's the number one Super Bowl halftime show ever?
Janet Jackson's blooper is not
that wasn't one of
that.
The options, my friend. But remembers that, of course.
How about U2?
And why do you think U2?
I don't know. Shortest name.
actually, according to Billboard magazine, it was Prince.
That was actually my favorite. You may recall he sang Purple Rain as the rain actually came down, nearly electrocuting him.
You know, but the most, this is according to Billboard magazine, the most explosive coda was Purple Rain, which had the stadium full of testosterone-pumped football fanatics waving their arms and howling in falsetto. I'd love to hear people howl in falsetto.
100,000 men screaming in falsetto.
Yeah, that'd be fun to hear.
Strati choir.
All right,
so we've got some concerts, speaking of music, coming up that I want to make sure people are aware of. Believe it or not, Barry Gibb, the lone surviving Gibb brother, is coming back. And he's going to be doing a show here this summer at the Hollywood Bowl. For those of you who remember, the last time he was here was in 2011.
Yeah.
Wango Tango Kiss. Why do I know? Because I took my daughter on Father's Day and sat through 14 acts. Utter hell. But I must say, at 10 o'clock at night, the Bee Gees came on for the first time in 25 years in North America. Everyone from the beer delivery guy to the pizza guy threw everything on the floor, stood on their chairs, and did the little disco moves. It was probably one of the best concerts I've seen.
You know, he was on CNN the other night with Piers Morgan and talked about the deaths of his brothers all the way back, Andy Gibb as well. And really, one of the statistics was he had something like 6 number one hits in a row or something like that even the Beatles never achieved. He still is, I guess, quite an extraordinary songwriter.
He is indeed. Yeah. And no one's done him better than, of course, the Barry Gibb Show on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely extraordinary. And he was a guest host on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Good fun with Jimmy Fallon, one of my favorites.
Me too.
Talking about gold chains, talking about chest hair. All right, what else we got coming up? A lot of stuff at the Bowl this year. We've got Billy Joel doing three nights, the 17th of May, 22nd, and the 27th. And he's doing a month-long gig at Madison Square Garden.
I've seen Billy Joel, and I think he's great in concert. A lot of personality.
Very, very much so. Yeah. And, of course, Bruno Mars will be everywhere, so he'll be at the Hollywood Bowl as well. Those are just a few things coming up from Man About Town.
Very nice, very nice. And then our third and final segment this morning, Megan.
Legends of Rock.
I love that.
I love that. The reverb is so classic. All right, today's Legends of Rock, I'm going to give you a little clue here. It involves both the son of a CIA agent and a teacher and former ditch digger who came together in 1978 to form a band in London. Can you guess that band?
Well, I can guess it because I know.
That would, of course, be?
The Police.
Very good.
Woo, 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 woo.
Truly an extraordinary band that came together and literally created music of a whole new genre that had never been done before. They played with an improvisational style featuring jazz, rock, punk, reggae, all blended to one. They were amazing in the studio, but even better live. Thereafter, they fired their guitar player and picked up Andy Summers, who went on to be one of the most famous guitar players of all time.
Absolutely.
They broke on the scene Their first album, 1978, was a chart-topping song. You can almost hear Eddie Murphy in his cell singing that. Yeah, yeah. Beverly Hills
Cop. I remember
Cop.
That, yeah.
Well, they went on to do a lot after that. The following year, they came out with their sophomore record, Regatta de Blanc, and that again topped the charts with this new hit of theirs.
I can
see
it.
It goes something like this. And as you listen to these few tunes we put together today, you're going to see the influence drift far more from punk over to more classical pop type of music.
Right.
All the way through an evolution that only occurred in a very, very short 5 years. So after this, the band came out, won two more Grammys. In 1980, they came out with their top 10 hit from their next album, and it went something like this. Notice the band starts picking up synthesizers and some keyboard work here.
Yeah.
Getting a little hefty. This is kind of in the Genesis era, so when everybody was trying to do funky, more spaced out rock.
Yeah, I love that. I love the way you're weaving the music together here.
Well, it's not hard to do with this music. But again, you still got the reggae beat going in the background.
Yeah.
Sting would always be vibing, kind of doing the jazz improvisation.
Yeah.
And it really created a very interesting, unique feel.
What was the name of the drummer, by the way? Do you remember the name of the drummer of the Police?
Young Teacher. Indeed. The wonderful Stuart Copeland, one of the most prolific and famous drummers in history, went on to write a lot of song scores. She wants so bad, knows what she wants to be. So they then took a year off. People wonder if they'd even stick together, and they got back together to do their final swan song in the studio, Synchronicity. Amazing album, won them three Grammy Awards in the process, and was by far their most successful album ever. And now listen to this new hit, and listen how they've drifted even to pop mania even more.
Sounds good.
Symphonic, poppy sound. He went on to be nominated for a number of Grammys for work such as this time.
Great songwriter.
And here we go. Great hook writer, fabulous hook.
Yeah.
Well, the band parted ways sadly in 1984. And they went on to a series of solo careers, Sting, of course, being the most famous with Blue Turtles, and on and on and on. Stuart Copeland actually went on to write 40 soundtracks for TV and movies, including for Oliver Stone and Francis Ford Coppola. And Andy Summers went on, did 12 separate albums, and was voted, I believe, almost a dozen times as guitar's number one player of all time by Guitar Player Magazine.
Wow.
The band briefly reunited in 2003 for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And if you remember, they reunited a few years later in 2007 for a world tour.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough to get backstage with Sting, got the song list, and saw the whole show in Dallas, Texas. Phenomenal concert.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you manage to get backstage on something like that?
It turns out my former sound man is in charge of the Dallas Arena, and
wow.
He was in charge and introduced us to Sting, and we got to watch a lot of the show backstage.
Wow, man, I want your life. I really do. Is that possible? Can we make that happen?
I'd love to make that happen. You're younger and healthier. So there you have from Legends of Rock, the fabulous Police.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well done. All right, we got a new section coming this morning, and Megan, I want to gear up here. The title of this new section is... What's my gig? And we've got two mystery guests coming in right now. Megan, you want to play some music for me here? And Robert's going to figure out what their gig is. Why are they here? What are they going to talk about? And Robert has no clue. And here are, walking into our studio, and Robert can't see them yet, our two mystery guests. I hope they're coming.
Is it Sly Stallone?
Did you peek?
I didn't.
Okay, I just want to make sure. They're walking in. I can't see outside here. Here they come. Louder with the music a little bit. Robert.
I got no idea.
I know you don't.
All right, now I'm going to be describing the folks that I see coming in.
Woo!
We have an amazing array coming in here.
Miss Jill, how are you?
We have some wonderful young ladies coming in here today. Good morning, how are you? We have a young lady who appears to be in remarkably physical shape, dressed in pink shades. She's got photos.
This would be Lauren.
These are photos I thankfully can't show you. This is quite amazing.
Have Lauren, a seat, ladies. Have a seat.
Lauren, I just got married, but we'll still talk after the show. Lauren probably could beat the hell out of everyone in this room with one arm behind her back, so pleasure to meet you. Next to her is another lady.
Lauren, make sure you get the headphones on and on the mic when you get a chance.
And she is a wholly different look sporting there. Very much a, hi, I'm a...
Stay on the mic.
What am I? I'm a very well-kept... beautiful person, takes care of herself. I dress and well. I take good care of myself. Not as if you're kept by someone, but beautiful makeup, beautiful hair.
Ladies, let's make sure you're on the microphones here. Megan, do we have the mics on? Speak for me a little bit here.
So we have two mystery guests.
So, good morning.
Lauren, let me hear you.
Good morning.
There's Lauren and Jill. Let's hear your voice as well.
Good morning.
There we go. So you've got three quick questions here, Robert, to try to figure out what they're here for. What are they going to talk about? What is their gig? What's your first question? And we'll just leave it open for whoever wants to answer.
All right, let's start with Lauren. Lauren, you look like someone that's dedicated much of your life to taking care of yourself and probably taking care of others. Are you involved in the physical fitness arena in some way?
Just a little bit, Robert.
Good first question.
They don't call me the muscle goddess for nothing.
I'm not quite as dumb as I look, but almost so, I would say.
Actually, we're here to...
Wait, not yet. Let him guess a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to guess. We got two more questions.
So I'm guessing that in addition to taking care of yourself, you also are skilled at probably helping other people get in good shape like you.
You can say that.
All right. Okay. Now you got one question for Jill.
Okay. Jill, hey. Much more difficult.
I'm glad.
Do you work mainly with people?
I do.
Well, that's three questions, but I'll give you one more. Yeah. Make it an in-depth one.
Do you help people?
I do.
All right, any suspicions about why they are here?
That's easy.
Well, they're both here to promote something, I would guess. Lauren, probably, I'm going to guess, is some type of a high-intensity physical trainer who looks like she might also compete or bodybuild or something of that nature, but she takes a lot of pride in what she does.
She does.
And I can sense that. Jill?
Yeah.
Very skilled at whatever it is you do. But you've kind of given me an easy one and one that's a little more challenging. And you work with people and you help them. So that
might be
in psychiatric, health, nutrition.
Ooh, very nice.
Close.
Pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, let's introduce. We got Lauren Powers, of course, and we've got Jill Harvey. And they're here really to discuss fitness, successful aging, over 50. Both women are over the age of 50,
this
if you can
perfect.
Believe that.
You're right in the my wheelhouse.
Yes. Fit fabulous at 50.
Fit fabulous and 50. And
that's
honestly,
right.
you both look amazing.
Thanks,
really.
Scott.
But two completely different body types.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things we want to talk about today is the different body types, that there are different ways of being fit and fab over
that's
50
right.
for women. And Lauren, you're very muscular. You focused obviously on the bodybuilding end of the health and fitness industry. How much can you bench press? I'm curious.
How much do you weigh?
could you lift me over?
This would be good radio.
You and your friend.
We're
going to take a short commercial break. Yeah. About a half an hour, we'll be right back.
Well, maybe after the show, because we want to shoot some pictures after the show, but that would be
Absolutely.
Funny. But you're strong. I mean, there's no doubt about it, right? I mean, you've got.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Yeah, my physique is on purpose.
Yeah.
You know, it's by design. It's extreme, yes. But I'm a nine-time overall fitness champion.
Yeah.
So this has been my life.
Wow, congratulations.
I use it to promote health and wellness in the sport and help other women come up through the ranks. And like we said, Jill and I are here today to represent that you can be fabulous over 50.
Yeah.
And it's never too late to look great from the inside out. And I think that's where Jill wants to come in, talk about our inside journey and our path and how we're friends. That's beautiful.
Jill, a whole different body type, slender and muscular, sure, I'm, but certainly not
right.
Lauren.
Right.
Let's kind of define sort of your role in this, because you're not about bodybuilding.
No, I'm not.
What are you, get closer to the mic for me, what are you mostly about?
So I'm mostly about general conditioning and longevity within the sport. So my whole background, you know, I was born into a family that was fitness focused.
Right.
I was raised into a family that was nutrition focused. And so I ended up into the industry working in high-end clubs, teaching group fitness classes, and I currently still do at the Renaissance Club Sport in Aliso Viejo.
Yeah.
So I teach
You must know Chris.
Chris, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I teach body sculpting, I teach yoga, I teach cycling, and I've been doing this forever. But I did, there was a point in my career that I was bench pressing 175 and squatting 250.
Wow.
That wasn't my path. So my path was to be strong, and strong comes in different shapes and forms.
Yeah.
So you can see it right here.
Very much so.
I'm just curious, how flexible are you as a yoga instructor? That's always the big question, and it's not a leading question. I'm not trying to throw
away. Bendy Barbie.
Yeah.
Bendy Barbie.
Bendy Barbie.
Bendy Barbie.
Again, we're going to take a short commercial break, about half an hour.
So you're asking me if I can put my leg around my head,
yeah,
right? Yeah. So a lot of people, I think that's the misconception that
yoga
is just...
Scott, I thought it was just you that could do that.
Yeah, right.
I've seen it. Yeah. So I think that's the misconception, is that yoga is just about flexibility.
Okay.
But it's about flexibility. It's about strength. It's about balance on body, mind, spirit on all levels.
Beautiful.
So,
yeah. Let's back up a little bit. You both have been sort of in the health and fitness industry for most of your adult lives, I'm assuming, yes?
A couple weeks now.
Yeah. It shows.
Yeah.
And not all women are have a lifetime commitment to health and fitness. And so I guess one of my first questions for you both is, for the women over 50 who may not currently look like you, right? Mm-hmm. Do they still have an opportunity to get fit and healthy and fab over 50?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's never too late.
We
encourage that. Get up and just start moving and do what you like.
Okay.
Right.
You know, as far as cardio, it's like people are like, oh, I don't know what to do, the treadmill or the elliptical. I'm like, do what you like. Ride the bike. Just move. Get out and walk.
Right.
It's always, you know, it's a good place to start.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the diet is
huge.
Is key, right?
It's huge. But so is the mental attitude. Your mental attitude and your approach toward it is also key. So you have to, women are really hard on themselves. And so we need to really step in and be present and embrace ourselves with love and change that mental outlook and then start eating well. We know better. We just have to do better.
Yeah.
And make a schedule of it and become disciplined in it.
So small changes for a woman over 50 who may not look like both of you can affect positive changes.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But the commitment you both have made to the lifestyle is interesting for me. Lauren, I'm just curious, how many hours or days do you spend in the gym looking like you look? Because, you know, it takes work.
It does take work.
Yeah.
It's diet, discipline, dedication. And most importantly, desire. You have to want to.
Yeah.
And it is a lifestyle. Jill and I are friends from the club, and she's actually my instructor in yoga, in spin, sculpt, strong, abs. I mean, we have a great time. Yes, I do spend a lot of time there because it's also my social life.
Right.
And that's where I do most of my business. I have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Most of my friends have the same goals and desires. So if you want to get fit, join a gym and meet people that you like, resonate with instructors or a trainer, get some information. Train correctly, properly, strict form.
So true.
All of these
so
things
true.
Are very important because you can get injured, and that's
so
the biggest
true.
Thing. And my thing now is being a bodybuilder. I would have been caught dead in an aerobics room a couple years ago,
right?
Because it burns the muscle. But now that's all I do, and that's how I'm with Jill so much.
Right. So what shifted your attitude then on sort of that?
More for functional fitness, for longevity, as Jill mentioned earlier. It's to, you know, twist and turn and do all these moves that is more basic. So I don't get injured and I can continue for a long time because I've got a lot of things to do.
Yeah. So Lauren, if I'm a woman over 50 and I've heard this before.
You look great.
I'm surrounded.
Yeah, for a woman over 50, you look great.
I prefer transgender, but whatever you like is fine with me. But I mean, we live in a very affluent county here. We live in a county where a lot of women have a lot of money and take care of themselves. And if you're not stunning, you're second tier here almost.
You have to move.
I think the key word you said was dedication and desire. And how do you push that person that's been a kind of a slug for most of their life? They're getting a little older, they're getting a little out of shape, they're not feeling good about who they are. Back to Jill, to your point, you need to feel good about yourself inside. How do you get them to take that first step to commit to wanting to do it? Because without the desire, you'll go to a couple classes, I guess, think it's fun, and then disappear.
And get burnt out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's that happens a lot. We, you know, we see that in the industry. People get injured is what happens, and it hurts. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like it. You've got to work through that. And, you know, doing yoga classes and just starting slow and doing what feels good in your own body. you have to honor where you're at and embrace where you're starting from. I mean, yeah, you're not going to look like Wonder Woman, yeah. you know, then in a week or two. Right. It takes a long time. But again, it's for overall health, and we're here to promote that. It's yeah. not about winning bodybuilding contests or yeah. okay. being a, you know, putting your arms and legs around your head. It's about being comfortable in your own skin, having a great attitude, living life to the fullest, and all areas in your life will prosper if you take care of yourself first.
Got it. Jill, one of my spiritual gurus has always been Carl, the assistant greenskeeper on Caddyshack.
Absolutely. I understand that.
And when he was trying to understand a problem, he always used to say, you got to get into the little feller's pelt. You know, you can't think like
Is
the gopher. You can't
okay,
be the gopher.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you get into your client's head to understand where they're coming from to motivate that particular client to do what they need to do to get healthy?
That's a great question. For me, I get into their head by... We have different aspects of what wellness means, not just eating well, not just exercise, but overall wellness. And so you have the nutrition component, you have exercise, but you also have stress management, you have to sleep well, and then there's a mind-body component. Your mental attitude, your emotions are really heavy in your body. But the first step is to define what fitness and healthy means to them. What does it mean to be healthy? What does it mean to be fit? You may not want to be like Lauren, you may not want to be a cover model, but general population, healthy and fit. And so when you define that, then we can start from there. It isn't extreme. And so you step into it gently. You know, there's so many types of classes and avenues to be well now. We are a society that's loaded with information, but it gets confusing.
Yeah.
So you just have to start somewhere.
Jill, let me ask you. I mean, you and I have known each other for several years now. I don't know how many it's been, but
yes.
you're all about sort of the Zen, the mind-body sort of connection as well. How important, honestly, are those sorts of elements to one's health and fitness? Not only the physical aspects of yoga or bodybuilding or weightlifting, but, you know, the meditation, all of that sort of process.
I'd say they're very huge.
Yeah.
You know, you can work out all day, you can eat well, mm-hmm. you can juice, you can do any variety of the new diets that are out there, but if you are not managing your stress, if you're not managing your emotions, people are still getting sick. These are the people who are exercising every day, who are eating well, and they're still getting sick, and they're getting cancers, they're getting different diseases. So what we're finding is that the body is somewhat of a physical manifestation of your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're holding emotions in, women have a hard time, you know, expressing themselves. They sometimes hold in, they want to be strong, they don't cry, they carry a lot. So they're taking it inside, and the body will manifest that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe in doing breath work, in meditation, in guided imagery, yoga, qigong, tai chi.
Mm-hmm.
These are really, I think, going to be the wave of a new aspect of wellness for the mm-hmm. future.
Lauren, you're agreeing with us.
Namaste. Namaste, baby.
Namaste.
I did namaste. Yes, well, I'm also a yoga instructor as well, so I'm really, I believe in that, and the flexibility and de-stressing.
Yeah. What about lifestyle, Lauren? What about lifestyle? I mean, we all want to go out.
I have an amazing life.
Well, we don't have time for that. And this is not an R-rated show.
Actually, we will get to that at the end of the show.
Very blessed. Very
yeah.
blessed and grateful, and that's part of it. Just
yeah, so what about the lifestyle of the listeners? The women over 50, the lifestyle, the sort of, you know, the drinking, the partying too much, the smoking.
Well,
those are huge factors,
They're
right?
They're huge. Yes,
yeah.
I quit that about 19 years ago.
Oh, okay, good, yeah.
And it's changed my life. It really has. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been able to do things now at my age mm-hmm. that I didn't do. And I feel better, look better, and stronger, more fit, more flexible, more functional in mm-hmm. all these areas with a better attitude than in my 20s and 30s.
Yeah. So what's your body fat?
Today, I don't know. It's under 10.
It's I've under 10%,
lean.
Man.
I've stayed lean.
You're
for
lucky
the last
you're married. You'd
years.
Never do well in the bars as an opening line.
No, but the whole point, I mean, honestly, body fat is not a rude question. It's a question yeah. that you ask somebody
it's
that's
important.
Into the health and fitness. Jill, you're about the same level as well, I'm guessing.
Probably a little higher, actually.
Yeah.
I'm probably 14 to 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I've had six-pack yeah. abs for 14 years straight.
You've had six-pack abs for 14 years
Never
straight.
Never lost my abs. For
Good for you.
I've got
yeah.
the keg
I
abs going
I
over
have,
here.
I'm in the public eye, so I have yeah. to be ready to go.
Yeah.
See, and that's her business. So
it
you
is
have
my business.
To, you know, part of being well is your body composition,
right.
What you're lean to your body fat proportion.
Sure.
And that's really important. But the general population has a different desire than, say, Lauren.
Yeah, of
She
course.
Has to be ready on a dime.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
In like business, yesterday. Fear of failure is something that I encounter a lot, and I watch people. They just don't have the courage to try it for fear of looking like an idiot or failing. And they don't like that, so they often don't take chances. Does that apply, I assume, to what you're trying to motivate your people to do? They walk in the gym, they see all these wonderful people doing aerobics, and they just maybe turn around and walk out and say, I can never do that without even trying.
It can be overwhelming, of course, but that's what I'm saying. Resonate with somebody that you like and trust or that you want to aspire to look like and that knows what they're doing and learn proper form and technique and go to some of these classes. I mean, it's great. We have so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the music's on and you're moving.
Absolutely. And the group fitness department over at the Renaissance Club Sport, we are all about every individual counts. And so we don't want anybody leaving a classroom and not feeling good about themselves. You should feel dynamic and you should honor your individuality as well. If you're there comparing yourself to someone, like in my yoga class, I tell them it's not about how you look in the pose, it's about how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going inward. You're getting away from all that chaos. But that should be mindful presence in everything you're doing. Whether you're lifting weights, you're on the treadmill, you're mindful, you're present.
Well, I assume it's very intimidating when you first come in the room and people are literally bent like pretzels and you can't pick up the keys if you drop them on the ground, kick them to the curb and ask a young boy to pick them up for you.
You can't?
That's a whole different story. I don't know. But you know, how do you get people, especially a 50-year-old woman, for the first time to inject herself into that classroom, or a guy, frankly, and just probably make a fool of themselves the first couple of times? How do you deal with all that and get them to stay?
And I think that's it. I think it's breaking that mental frame first off, getting them comfortable. You know, I mean, there's no such thing as perfect. That's elusive. So we have to embrace our imperfection. And so I want every person coming in to honor their needs, that we have props, we have, you know, things that they can use. And even if they come in and they get overwhelmed, they can just sit into child's pose or into, you know, Shavasana and hang out. They can sit down and rest. You have to honor your needs, not what I want for you, not what your neighbor's doing for you.
Big sun
salutation. Different every day.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a little radio business here. We're going to roll into a little music for about 1 minute. By the way, you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, and this is Radio Caravan. If you've got a question for Lauren or Jill, dial 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936. Here's a song from the Black Eyed Peas. Megan, we ready to go? Called Pump It. We'll be back in about 60 seconds.
Just confess your girl admits that we the shit. F-R-E-S-H, we fresh. G-E-F, that's right, we dip. We definite. B-E-P, we reppin' it. So, turn me up. Turn me up. Turn me up. Come on, baby. Shut like Flavor Shuck. Chick say she ain't down, but chick backstage when we in town. She like men on drum. She wanna hit and run. Yeah, that's the speed, that's what we do, that's who we be.
B-L-A-C-K-E-Y-A-D-D to the E, then the A to the S. When we play, you shake your ass.
Shake it, shake it,
shake it, girl. Make sure you don't break it, girl.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up.
Turn it up. Come on, baby, just pump it.
Yeah.
Cody out from the Philippines, live and direct, rocking the scene. Breaking on down for the B-boys and B-girls, we're in to do they thing. Pump it louder, come on, don't stop, and keep me going. Do it, let's get it on, move it.
Come on, baby, do it.
All right, there you go. That's a great song. That's Pump It by Black Eyed Peas. And you're listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM radio. This is Radio Caravan. I'm Scott Hayes with Robert Palmer. And our guests this morning are fitness experts Lauren Powers and Jill Harvey. And we did a little man on the street question and answer between Megan and Raji. And, you know, Lauren, I know it's getting hot in here. and you're ready to peel the jacket.
I'm always hot, baby.
And you're ready to peel the jacket. Let's do it. Let's get a little music in the back.
The big reveal.
The big reveal. Woo! Lauren Powers removing the jacket.
A little self-promo here.
Beautiful outfit, by the way. Pink and black and tight.
Nice. And the most branded female bodybuilder in the world.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And you're on the Lady Gaga video, too, right?
I am. I just worked with Seth Rogen yesterday on his new movie coming out called The Interview.
Wow. We're going to chat about that. Yeah. Look at, I mean, just...
Extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. You're just an extraordinary
It's amazing and
physique.
Terrifying at the
Look
same
at
time.
Cats.
You ready now? Little arm wrestling, Robert?
It's kind of like Godzilla. You see it, you fear it, but you respect it at the same time. You're just awestruck by it.
Beautiful.
I prefer Muscle Goddess over Godzilla.
I like that.
Muscle Goddess. Yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's a better hang line.
Okay, hey, listen, we got two calls on hold, and I want to get to them, but very briefly, Megan and Raji went out on the streets of Laguna this week to ask a couple of women and men, I don't remember exactly, but...
Yeah, it's all women.
All women, yeah. Sort of about being fit and fab over 50, and let's see what they had to say.
Great.
Okay, what are your names?
Donna.
Chris. Okay, what would you say is the number one body part women try to improve through fitness?
Abdomen.
Okay, two for two.
It's like 100% today.
We had one butt earlier.
We're looking for a butt or something else, but we're getting all out.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how important do you feel it is for women over 50 now to stay fit?
100%.
1 to 10? 10.
Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. What motivates you to work out? What really motivates you?
Motivates is I want to stay in the same size as when I got married 32 years ago, and so far I am. That's what motivates
and
me.
And I'm not. Mine is mostly weight, but now that I'm older, a lot of it is health-wise, my heart. And
what makes it fun for you guys, though?
I love working out, so that is just fun for me. Breaking a good sweat.
I like to move, and same thing. I like to sweat.
Nice, interesting. You know, one body part.
Good answers.
Good answer. Is it possible to work only one body part? I mean, abs are usually the last thing you can start working. Isn't that true or not?
Scott, I know a lot of guys that only work one body part.
Wait.
You know, though.
Wait.
What? It's what?
Well, they say you can't just isolate one muscle.
Right.
It's overall, you know,
there's
fitness.
No spot training.
Right. So, I mean, if women want, or men even, want six-pack abs, I mean, that's going to be the last thing to come on a person, right?
Well, that's based on diet a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
It's mainly nutrition.
All right.
Yeah. But core is huge. I mean, we work core in everything that we do.
Yeah.
It's very functional.
What about this concept they mentioned about the butt? Is there a way to...
I'm all
Jill's
about the butt.
Jill's the booty queen.
I'm the booty,
the booty queen.
Yeah.
What does that mean exactly?
It means, you know, so we want to recognize that the largest muscle group on the body is the butt.
Glutes, baby.
It sounds like a joke, but it is.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, you know, any area, if you slouch and sit like this, so posture is key.
Sure.
So if you slouch and sit like this, you're deactivating muscle. And where you deactivate muscle, you'll store fat.
Yeah.
So we sit on that booty a lot. So we need to get up and move it. And so I really am all about getting that glute
up and in and tight.
And so to the sky.
One exercise a woman can do who's listening to this show to get that glute, that butt, in sort of shape.
Lunges.
Ooh, yes, lunges. Same ditto.
Okay.
Lunges, for sure.
Very nice.
But emphasizing, you have to put your mind into the muscle.
Yeah.
You don't want to go through, so you have to really power through that heel, thigh, and glute.
Very nice.
So, yeah.
We have two callers on hold. Let's go to our first caller from Atlanta. Is that right, Megan? And I believe this may be, hello, caller from Atlanta, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Mark. This is my brother-in-law, by the way, Mark Lisenby from Atlanta, Georgia, who listens to the show every weekend, yes?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, he says.
Are you guys finally thawing out down there?
Home of the 2-inch blizzard. Yeah, we're we're finally thawing out. Although I'm looking at snow in my backyard still. It's crazy what happened here, but it was a serious deal.
Yeah,
it really paralyzed the city. But
you know, Mark's the guy, by the way, that can play the Bonanza theme on the nose harp.
He's amazing.
Wow.
I can't do that right now, Scott.
No. I want to ask
both
you to do
hands,
it.
So,
That's incredible.
Hey, I'm really enjoying the show, by the way.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you listening. Did you have a question for either Lauren or Jill?
I think maybe more for Jill.
Okay.
And this is going to change gears just a little bit.
Sure.
Talking about exercising and being over 50 and that sort of thing for women, I have a sister that is unable to exercise. She has a debilitating lung disease and therefore can't exercise. Now, she's been successful in the past 2 years at losing over 80 pounds.
Nice.
But is there something, a resource online, a book, some idea you could give me to give her, for instance, that may encourage her emotionally, mentally, to help strengthen her that way? She can't really do any yoga, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So any kind of guidance you could give for people who maybe can't exercise for some reason.
Beautiful question, Mark.
Absolutely, yes. It is. Thank you, Mark. That is a great question. So the power of our mind is incredible. And so the use of visualization and affirmations is wonderful. And there's a beautiful book, a woman that I love, Louise Hay. She's been kind of the grandmother of the power of thought related to mind-body. And she has a book called Heal Your Body. But then she just co-authored with Dr. Mona Lisa Schwartz or Schultz. I think I'm getting that last name wrong, but...
doesn't really go with Mona Lisa.
Yeah, just Mona Lisa is good. But the book is called All Is Well. And that has become like my new mantra in life and with, you know, my students and in my yoga class, All Is Well. And they take you through different parts of the body and the mind attachment to it, and they take you through energy channels. So yeah. It's a beautiful book. It's called All Is Well.
If Mark's sister Tina were listening, what would be the one suggestion you could offer her? Because she's trying hard to lose the weight. And she has some health issues that she's forced to lose the weight. Any, like, one key suggestion or advice for her?
You know, stay the course and embrace, step into love. Mm-hmm. Because, again, you know, when we're hard on ourselves or we start getting down or feeling defeated, we lose that sense of love. But I would stay the nutrition course and then just stay present and breathe. Like, really focus on your breath and your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when and if able, start to move where you can move. And,
okay.
You know, listen to your body.
That sounds great. I believe we have a second caller on the line. You're listening to KX93.5. We're here with Lauren and Jill, who are high-fiving each other right now. Caller, are you there?
Hi, yes, I am.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mayor.
Hi, Mayor. You've been listening to the show, apparently. You have a question for either Lauren or Jill?
I do. I have a question for Jill. First of all,
Please.
I have to say... I'm listening to the show. It's great content. I love listening to both women. When I was very young and I started working out, someone wanted me to power build, and I lasted for about 3 months, and then I'm sorry I caved. So I kudos to you, but you know, kudos
That's
to you.
Hard.
But I wanted to say to Jill, I love your voice. First of all, it's so calming. And if there was one thing that you could do every day, because I'm over 60 now, and I also wanted to make a comment to you. You guys said about living in Orange County, if you don't look a certain way, you should leave. And I know jokingly that's true, but unfortunately a lot of people feel that way. And I've had a lot of people, in fact, I work at a place now where they're doing the finales for The Biggest Loser. And some of these people, if they had walked into a gym in Orange County, you know, you wouldn't look twice at them, or people might say, oh, what are you doing here? So my question is, now that they're fit and everything, they would go in and be accepted. But if you're on that path, Jill, what would be the best exercise you could do every day? First of all, I know physical, I would like to hear that, but also spiritual and mental, because it sounds like you could do the combination of both, and it would be great.
Nice question, Mayor. Thank you.
Great Jill. Question. I would say, you know, every day you have to do a variety of things. Something that makes you sweat, something that gets your heart pumping, and something that engages your muscles, whether it's with lifting weight or using your own body weight. But then on the spiritual note, I would say, you know, just again, that being very mindful, getting into yourself. If you have a negative frame of mind, when you look in the mirror, you really want to love what you see, wherever you are on the journey. So staying present on the journey and loving life. Yeah. You know, and really sometimes taking it easy. But a lot of times people look in the mirror, they think, oh, God, it's going to be so hard. And they're already defeating themselves.
Yeah. Lauren, let me ask you, diet. Huge. And, you know, diet, I don't mean in the negative sense, but I mean lifestyle eating. And I got to believe, you know, your diets, your lifestyle habits or eating habits are different for different reasons. But for the general over 50 woman who really needs to focus on diet, because ultimately, in a lot of ways, that's the key to health and fitness. Yes, Lauren?
Absolutely. Yeah. And everything's so focused. Everything's quick, fast now. So the fast food industry has been crushing us. And obesity is run rapid. It's higher than ever, especially in our children.
Right.
So it's super important to be conscious of what you put in your mouth, how much you put in your mouth, when you put it in your mouth, and how many times a day.
Yeah.
So it's a big portion of this.
What's your diet like during an average day?
Pizza and ice cream.
Nah, come on. Sounds like my diet. Really, what's your diet like?
I try to eat at least 4 meals a day, at least, if not more. It depends on what I'm doing, if I'm getting ready for, you know, a TV shoot or a photo shoot or competition, if for that matter. But I stay lean all year round because it is a lifestyle for me.
Yeah.
But for the general public, it's just getting the right portions of carbohydrates, fats, and proteins. Looking at your body weight, where you are, what your goals are, how active you are, taking care of yourself. Jill mentioned sleep is key.
Good.
Staying stress-free, drinking lots of water, staying hydrated. Yeah. All these things sound simple, but you need to be conscious of it and actually do it every day. And it actually becomes a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And you get into a routine.
One thing that's very counterintuitive is most people think if I'm going to go on a diet, first thing I ought to do is stop eating. Right. So I'm going to cut out breakfast. I'm going to cut out...
That's the worst thing you can do.
Little meals throughout the day and nothing late at night is the best thing I understand you can do.
Absolutely. You got to feed the machine.
Yeah.
You know, your body is like your car. You have to keep gas in it to keep it running. Same thing.
And how do you get people's mentality shift to that? Because it's just hard to understand that I have to eat more times, less food and better
food. The more I eat, the later I get.
It's like stoking a furnace
to
keep it healthy.
That's correct.
Right.
And just keep going. You don't want to have it time to store fat.
It doesn't require tofu for breakfast or tuna out of the can for
lunch.
Nice
meeting you. Thanks for coming by. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Brown rice and broiled chicken for dinner. You can eat healthy and make
enjoy it. Enjoy it. You have to enjoy it.
Yeah.
For it to be a lifestyle.
Can you cheat?
Yes, of course. And you should.
Yeah.
You should enjoy a glass of wine if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Have some tiramisu. Have some dark chocolate. But the main thing is staying away from processed foods. Get that junk out of your kitchen, your cabinets, your body, and go organic when possible so that you're avoiding chemicals. Because we're just bombarded by chemicals
especially
and impurities.
Now.
So, you know, really eating as clean as possible, close to nature, visit your farmer's markets.
Yeah.
And see what's going on.
If you're a parent, how do you get your kids off the Burger King diet?
That's a good question.
Because there's so much peer pressure out there. They're in a hurry. That's what their friends do. How do you get a kid to eat a piece of kale?
You can hide it in a big power smoothie. You put in a banana and blueberries and a handful of kale.
Yeah.
But I think you also have to let the kid be a kid, but keeping them healthy. Again, off chemicals. You know, I don't think Lauren and I have never had children, but my child would never be brought over to a McDonald's, you know, bottom line.
Yeah.
You have to be a role model.
Right.
Yourself.
Right.
To impress my children.
Are you vegetarians?
I used to be for 15 years.
Okay.
I used to be when I lived in Hawaii, but not anymore.
Not anymore. And so meat's okay.
Once in a while.
Lean grass-fed. Stay away from hormone-fed, you know, anything.
Right.
So you want it lean, grass-fed.
Yeah. You guys are friends because you met in the gym?
Yes.
You're friends now outside the gym?
We are.
Yes.
And Lauren, I think I saw a sizzle reel or video of some elaborate party that was filmed by the Sparkle film crew.
Absolutely.
You tend to lead.
I know how to throw a party.
I was just going to say. You tend to lead a rather interesting lifestyle.
I do. I create it. And it's every day I wake up and have the luxury of saying, what am I get to do today?
Yeah.
And just this week, it's been amazing. I've been at the Pink concert. I've been at the Beatles reunion where every rock star was there celebrating 50 years of the Beatle tribute. So, I mean, I get to go to these amazing events. and really enjoy myself, but promote health and wellness all along the way.
Good for you. Yeah. Are you the center of attention always when you walk into a room? Because
what do you think?
Take a guess.
Yes. I'm going to leave that right up to you.
Yeah. The cat.
I like to go very low key. Very
she's very shy.
Yeah, my pink
very shy.
Eyelashes on my Harley, my Mercedes, my Escalade. Yeah.
Pink seems right up your alley. I mean, she's probably one of the most fit entertainers I've ever seen. Her show is virtually a Cirque du Soleil tour de force.
I'm still
just her presence.
Amazed. It was just two nights ago, and it was the most amazing event I've ever seen. She was flying in the air, doing acrobatics, waving to her fans. I just can't wait to do that myself.
Did you forget to invite me?
You didn't get the invitation?
here we go.
She's a great, great entertainer.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
It's a lot of fun.
So what else do you have? I'm going to come to you in a moment, Jill, but Lauren, what else do you have going on these days? I mean, you're into fitness. You're
the
doing
show's not long enough.
No, I'm just saying. No. You got a lot going on. I mean,
I
you got a big truck with your name splashed all over it, right?
I do just about everything. They call me the All-American Wonder Woman. I do many sports. I stand up paddle board. I surf. I race. I snowboard. I ski.
Wow.
To name a few, right now I'm in production for my own fitness reality show, and I'm in production now. We're doing a casting call in a couple weeks here, so any athletes out there that feel they've got what it takes or they want to get started, it doesn't matter where you are, again, or how old you are.
Right.
We're taking athletes from bikini all the way up to bodybuilder, men and women both, and it'll be the finale will be at the Lauren Powers Classic, which is my own fitness show.
Oh.
So instead of being a competitor, now I'm also a competitor that promotes because I know what the athletes want.
That sounds great. Is there room for people like my co-host Robert and myself?
You're both in it.
Yeah, there you go.
You've just been casted.
The biggest losers.
Exactly. Now it's called the ultimate winner.
Oh, the ultimate.
Everything's positive.
Race to the bottom.
I love that. Yeah, I love the positive nature of that.
I'm all about positive. Joe and I both are. That's why we've connected immediately.
Yeah.
We have fun no matter where we go, what we do, whatever situation.
Yeah.
We laugh, obviously,
a lot.
We're
being playful. That's key, too. Be playful in life.
When your body's hurting and aching and you don't want to do
just laugh.
Jill's like, give me 10 more. And summer's coming and it's December.
Yeah. I just think she needs to work out more.
She tells me every day in class in front of like 80 women. Yeah, Lauren, why don't you get, you know... Put some energy into it.
Jill, you've got a pretty nice lifestyle, I think, right?
I do,
And what do you got going on these days? You working on any particular projects?
Yes, there's a company I love. When we talk about nutrition, there's something that saved me. So we all have weaknesses, and my weakness, if it's around, are chips. That's just between
Everybody
us.
Everybody has one,
just between us.
Okay.
So what has saved me, though, is a company that is named Tosi, and they have these Super Bite bars, and they are gluten-free, they are organic, so that means no GMOs, and they are so healthy. They're filled with healthy fats, protein, balance between the carbohydrates, fiber, and they are amazing. They have almond or cashew, and then they just simply have sesame seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds, a touch of cane sugar, and a little bit of sea salt.
Where
they're fantastic.
One?
Where do we find them?
Hungry.
I know.
Where do we find them, Roberta?
So you can find them for this month for your listening audience. Right. I know, it's a Valentine's Day special. They can have 15% off at tosihealth.com.
Okay.
And there is a code to get that you enter into the box to get the 15%.
Get real close to the microphone.
And it is TOSIJH, and they're all case sensitive, so they're all caps. TOSIJH15. And that'll give you your 15% off.
They're actually really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a box for my birthday.
You did.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
You gave me one last week, I think, before the show, and I tasted it, and I thought it was really good as well.
They're fantastic.
Which is important. It can be healthy, but it also tastes good.
What's the best snack? The best snack somebody could eat?
That right there?
Besides this.
Vegetables. I love vegetables. Hummus. Too.
Hummus?
Hummus
so
with vegetables.
Vegetables and dip in the hummus?
Fantastic, yeah.
Or green beans is better. Yeah.
What's the one exercise you hate the most? What's the one that you...
Lunges.
Lunges again, the one you need the most, right?
No, exactly.
And I hate push-ups. Hate them, but I'm doing them.
Really?
Yeah. Why you do them every day.
I do them every day now.
Why are you doing push-ups now?
Because I have to. Because it's a really good upper body. It's your own body weight.
Functional.
Yeah.
Very functional.
Squat, push-ups, lunges.
Lauren, can anybody look like you if they really want to work at it?
If they want to,
you
can do anything you want, and I am living proof of that.
You really are.
I've changed my body style. I've lost 30 pounds of muscle and did a figure show for a documentary. I've been skinny. I've been heavy. I've been muscular, lean.
You've been heavy?
Before.
When were you heavy?
Well, a little bit. Not for me, anyways. Yeah. When I lived in Hawaii, just a different lifestyle, and I was just racing outriggers, and I was younger and just eating whatever I wanted.
Right.
And I wasn't conscious. I didn't have the knowledge that I have today. Uh-huh. So just learning and taking an interest in your own body, and you can look whatever you want. I mean, I changed my body before I was a firefighter, so I looked different then.
Yeah.
And I've done so many things.
Yeah.
From being, you know, ballroom dancer to firefighter to 9-time champion bodybuilder.
Right.
And everything in between.
Right.
So depending on your sport and your industry and your job, you can, your body can change to whatever it is.
Yeah.
Just by diet and exercise. There's no magic secret. No. Sorry, it's a lot of work.
But it's commitment.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have it.
What's your favorite ballroom dance style?
My favorite, believe it or not, is the waltz.
Wow, very elegant.
I did it at my birthday. I think
yes,
everybody was
did.
Crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
We talked last week and, you know, hard body, but really sensitive, soft soul. Yes?
Yes. Don't tell anybody. Just a marshmallow.
Jill, any particular exercise you hate the most?
Well, the push-ups.
The one you're doing now?
Yeah, the one
She's
I have to do.
Doing a lot
now.
Of them.
I'm doing a lot of them.
We stay together.
So I get everybody to do them with me, so uh-huh. I have to do them. Yeah.
Again, strength looks different.
It does look
right.
different. Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah. I mean, people think I should be doing, you know, 100-pound yeah. dumbbells, and I'm, like, struggling with 10 because it's
so
very
true.
Humbling, but it's how you do it.
And I think people look at me and think it's not strong, but I'll pick up a set of 20s, you know, 25s and curl them.
Yeah.
Yes,
so I'm
does.
Strong, but it's, you know, it's, again, a desire of the output. Lauren works on this for years
right.
to get the muscle to, you know, hypertrophy this way.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I like to stay toned and functional and healthy. The joints feel good.
Right.
So, yeah.
No injuries, Lauren?
Basically? No, I'm staying pain-free. It's, again, it's because it's training properly.
Yeah.
It's key, you guys. It really is.
It is.
This is sort of an off-the-wall question. HGH, human growth hormone, is that something that you value or don't value in your lifestyle? Both of you, I'll ask.
I love it, personally.
Uh-huh.
It's an anti-aging. I don't use it for bodybuilding. It's
right.
more for maintaining lean muscle mass while burning body fat. And I've had the luxury of staying lean for the last decade plus.
Right.
Yeah.
And I completely count on that.
Are there any...
In moderation, though. Everything, again, you have to know what you're doing. Go to the doctor. Get
Absolutely.
Blood work. And all these things are just key.
Yeah.
It's a whole package, Scott.
Yeah.
It really is. It's not just one thing for physical fitness. It's all of it.
Jill, HGH?
You know, I'm still skeptical.
Okay.
You know, I think that, and we had discussed this before, that it does make things grow. Your lean muscle grow, but that also can mean some bad things.
Say that's right. That's
an unknown tumor.
Yeah.
It can make that grow. You know, the supplement industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and they are all over the board, and they market fear.
Yeah.
And they market fear of aging. So everything's anti-aging. Everything's
mm-hmm.
maintaining.
Good.
And I think, you know, people just need to use their knowledge. We really are intelligent, and we need to step into that power.
Beautiful. Lauren, if somebody wanted to come to your website, you want to give us your website?
LaurenPowers.com.
And
Facebook.
LaurenPowers.com.
That's right.
Yeah, beautiful. And where can we find you, Jill, if somebody wants to come take your classes?
I'll be launching a website in a few months.
Okay.
But right now you can reach me at Jill at Tosi Health, T-O-S-I, health.com.
Very, very
yes.
nice. And if they want to train.
Facebook. We're
if
both
they
on Facebook.
Train, come over. We're both on Facebook
okay.
under Jill Kirkwood Harvey. But you can also come over to the Renaissance Club Sport and Elisa Viejo.
And somebody, be our guest.
I was just going to say, they could work out with
two
of you.
Either one of us
Absolutely.
Together.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Not only is it a great health club, it's a nice hotel.
It's
they have a
beautiful.
Great bar, and they do great social events.
Amazing.
It's great.
Across the board, it's sophisticated, it's classy, it's professional, and I'm so honored to be there.
Beautiful.
Me too. I love it.
Ladies, thank you so much for coming in. I think
Thanks
we
thank
you.
Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For
hit
nice
some
fun
highlights
fun
on this one today. Listen, you've been listening to KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is Radio Caravan, and we've been talking to Lauren Powers and Jill Harvey. Last comments here, Robert. Go. I'll let you take it away.
Wonderful meeting you, ladies. Thanks for all your information. Have a wonderful Super Bowl weekend, and it's over and out from our crew, I think.
And now let's arm wrestle.
Outside. Outside, you two. All right, take us away, Megan, to some music here.